This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden wants to do away with lifetime appointments to the Supreme Court, and we'll hear him talk about that today. He also wants a constitutional amendment that would limit presidential immunity. He'll speak in Texas. Vice President Kamala Harris has raised an eye-popping amount of money since announcing her run for the White House, but rival Donald Trump has something to say about her. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
1 week in, and Kamala Harris's presidential election campaign says she raised $200 million. Key supporter, Maryland Governor Wes Moore on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
The more people get to know the vice president, the more people are excited about her vision for the future.
Campaigning in Minnesota, Trump said of Harris,
she has no clue. She's evil.
Republicans predict the buzz over Kamala Harris will soon dissipate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Now to the dangerous wildfires in the West. The AP's Julie Walker.
Firefighters across the western U.S. and Canada are battling wildfires, including the largest one in California this year, the Park Fire, which forced Cohasset resident Susan Singleton to pack up her car with everything she could take, including her seven dogs.
Whatever we had can be replaced, but I wouldn't have left the animals at all.
Everything she had there has to be replaced.
People that we know that went by and looked at the property said it's burned down.
I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in Venezuela say incumbent Nicolas Maduro won the presidential election there, but the U.S. wants to see full results published, saying it has concerns about the results that were announced. In France, they say vandals hit telecommunications lines. This affects mobile and fixed phones. No clear idea yet of whether this has affected any Olympic activities. This is AP News. And now the AP Entertainment Update.
I know you, Bob.
Nope, but I know you.
Everybody knows me.
Deadpool and Wolverine made so much money in its debut weekend, it's now ranked in the top 10 openings of all time. It made $205 million domestically, according to studio estimates.
I'm playing a character that you've never seen before.
That's Giancarlo Esposito describing his role as the new villain Sidewinder in Captain America: Brave New World. Esposito was at San Diego Comic-Con over the weekend and says it's quite an opportunity to build a character.
To me, that's special. To create a person that I've never played before either.
Meanwhile, Robert Downey Jr. announced at Comic-Con his return to Marvel films, but not as Iron Man. He will play Doctor Doom in at least one of the upcoming Avengers movies. Downey calls it new mask, same task. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.